day, everybody. I'm Carson Horn for the Radio Oklahoma Network. Time for your afternoon wrap-up. We'll have complete market details for you coming up after this.
If you own horses or other livestock that you keep in a barn, you need to hear this message. If your horses or cattle could talk, they'd probably be saying, dust, flies, heat, oh my! Why not install a Simply Cool Atomizer misting fan? The only one of its kind. Clears dust, prevents flies, lowers the temp. It doesn't drip or get your livestock wet. For information about this revolutionary new misting fan, call 405-241-9937 or go to simplycoolsolutions.com.
We care for the land and our livestock.
We have a firm foundation in our roots.
And a vision of a bright future for our families.
We work in rural Oklahoma and live in rural Oklahoma.
What we do here touches the world.
We are the farm families of Oklahoma Farm Bureau.
We are rural Oklahoma.
Well, live and feeder futures were solidly higher today, supported by technical buying and cash premiums. On the other hand, the lean hog contracts were trading on a mixed basis, with the fourth quarter on both spot August and FAR deferreds. Feedlot country was generally quiet today, with just a few scattered reports in parts of the north. The limited business looks about steady today, with Thursday's trade volume turning out to be larger than expected. And corn futures are fractionally higher today, modestly supported by short covering and spillover buying from the bean market. Wall Street cheered the latest jobs report, with the S&P 500 hitting new all-time highs. The Dow is currently 159 points higher, with the NASDAQ positive by 59. Live issues were generally 42 to 122 higher today, with spot August leading the charge into the weekend. Traders were reversing Thursday's reversal thanks to higher feedlot sales reported late today. Positive features today include short covering, technical buying, and light bull spreading. Mirroring the bullish adjustment in the live market, the feeder contracts were moving impressively higher. Prices were 42 to 160 points higher as traders moved into the trading week's final hour. If the board can hold this high ground, most feeder issues stand to close the week well above 100-day moving averages. And grain futures were mostly higher today, with soybeans again leading the charge. Farm Futures released results of its grower survey of 2016 corn and soybean production this morning as the markets geared up for next week's big USDA reports. Corn prices were higher as they tried to follow soybeans higher after choppy trade early in the session that's kept futures stuck in their narrow range. Soybeans tried to hang on to double-digit gains today after rallies from earlier this week began to fade. And wheat prices tried to cement gains today, with prices that firmed as the morning break neared. Concerns about production in Europe provided some support, along with the weaker dollar. That's a look at all your markets. I'm Carson Horn for Radio Oklahoma Network.